The Trump administration is facing extreme backlash from multiple of our allied countries after they essentially stabbed South Koreans in the back. Donald Trump has cut deals with South Korean leaders over the past few months that were supposed to spur investment into the United States. After South Korea conceded and said, listen, we'll help you, we'll make up numbers for you if you want, Donald Trump pays them back by targeting South Korean workers, hundreds of them, at a Hyundai LG battery megasite in Georgia, rounding them up, putting them in chains and in militarized vehicles, hauling them off and using them as leverage to negotiate even further with South Korea. Sorry, that was all a mouthful, but I'm going to walk you through this entire story from start to finish because Trump is facing not only extreme backlash from South Korean leaders, but reporters in South Korea are going scorched earth on the United States. There is almost a coordinated, unified push from reporters and citizens in our allied country of South Korea to just shit on the Trump admin, to take down the Trump admin for this massive betrayal. And the relationship between the United States and South Korea is supposed to be a powerful story. It's a story from hardship to prosperity. Now, the South Korean people fought a lot for freedom, and the United States played a central role in stabilizing and helping support that mission. And now, we are just betraying them. So let's just start with the facts. Nearly 500 workers were taken in a raid at Hyundai's battery plant. In this quiet Georgia town, the silence is deafening. And before I even play the videos, I just want you to picture this. Officers, masked and carrying rifles, fanned across the site. They ordered construction workers to line up, demanded dates of birth and SSN numbers, and began sorting who would be cleared to leave and who would be loaded onto buses. People were shackled up, but these were not just random day laborers pulled off the street. Not that that would be okay, but the people in this scenario were highly skilled technicians sent from South Korea intentionally because American contractors didn't have the right skills to build these billion-dollar factories on a tight deadline. So it would never be okay to treat anybody like this, but I just find it even more despicable that Donald Trump tries to get investment from South Korea. South Korea agrees. They also send workers over so they can help build these billion-dollar factories, and the Trump admin deports them. This says, workers described the scene as a war zone. One hid in an air duct to avoid capture. Others tried to flee into a sewage ponds. Agents used a boat to fish them out, and prosecutors later said at least one man tried to flip the vessel. Can we break down a little bit of the reaction coming from South Korea? We have this really interesting Twitter thread that starts off, something that's not being reported much regarding the ICE crackdown at Hyundai LG Georgia battery factory. Korean companies investing billions cannot get proper visas and then are then criminalized for bringing skilled workers to fill gaps that some American laborers could not. The sentiment is one of betrayal. Before we fully read this thread, I really just want to show you this video of DEA and ICE and other agencies being militarized to an extent that is not necessary. Like, dude, these are for highly skilled workers. You're not battling Trende Aragua, homie. These are skilled workers at an LG Hyundai battery plant in Georgia. It's absurd. There are also videos of people being carried out just in straight shackles. Like, they were shackling people's feet. They were shackling people's arms. What do you think this guy's going to do to you? Why is this random high-skilled worker? I don't know about this guy in particular, but why are some of these high-skilled workers being carried out in shackles? This is not what the United States is supposed to represent. South Korea's foreign ministry has confirmed over 300 of the 457 taken are Korean nationals, and Trump even responded to this morning and made it much, much worse. Let's take a listen, then let's talk about the sentiment of betrayal that South Koreans are feeling. By the way, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. We are rapidly growing at a pace that MAGA media can't beat, and it's because of you all, so thank you.
This is a Fox News alert. President Trump is speaking to reporters live right now. Let's listen in.
And, you know, when they're building batteries, if you don't have people in this country right now that know about batteries, maybe we should help them along and let some people come in and train our people to do, you know, complex things, whether it's battery manufacturing or computer manufacturing or building ships. So we're going to look at that whole situation.
We're going to look at that whole situation. I feel like they know they messed up. This is the vibe that I get. There are two factions of the Trump admin with competing interests that both did not coordinate properly. So on one hand, some people in the Trump admin want to be able to float manufacturing numbers and say that, look, South Korea promised this much manufacturing, even if it's not going to happen. Some people in the Trump admin really like the manufacturing numbers. But a lot of people in the Trump admin also hate any immigrants. I mean, like Stephen Miller, other people in the Trump admin, they hate any workers. Now, it's not just everyone in the Trump admin, because there was this whole drama 7 months back where some people in the Trump administration like H-1B visas and high-skilled workers, and some people didn't. So I think there are these two competing factions where one decided, hey, we are going to get investment from South Korea. The other decided, hey, we are going to raid this plant and deport a bunch of South Koreans. It never really connected in their brain that this is going to make America look like an absolute idiot on the global stage. And Trump, he seems to be kind of saying that in this clip. He's like, listen, we do sometimes need people who are higher skilled. We do need to bring them over. So we are going to take a look. But then in the second half of this clip, he continues to ramble.
We have a lot of industries that we don't have anymore. And we're going to have to train people. And the way you train people is bring people in that know what they're doing and let them stay for a little while and help. So I'm going to look at that. It's a very interesting situation that took place in Georgia. And
He barely even seems to support it. He just keeps saying it's very, very interesting. But it's almost like he realizes that this undermines deals that we make with other countries when you carry people out in shackles. Like, I just imagine the message that this sends. So on one hand, the Trump administration sucks up to South Korea. They promise tax incentives, subsidies, and a future in American manufacturing. If you bring people over and you help train us, then we'll gift you stuff. So then they bring people over to train Americans and to work, and people are lined up in shackles. Of course, the incentives that this creates will be like the inverse.
We heard about it yesterday. At the same time, ICE was doing right because they were here illegally. But we do have to work something out where we bring in experts so that our people can be trained so that they can do it themselves.
We had that. We had that. And what you did was carry them out in shackles, as you can see in this video. I want to talk about the regret that is being felt. This says, the language in local media is visceral. Now, local media in South Korea is going scorched earth, apparently. This says, from Chosun Ilbo, quote, built tens of trillions of factories for America, but then get slapped as illegal immigrants. They mean they invested a bunch of money. And then they get slapped as illegal immigrants. News One said, quote, told us to invest, then treated us as illegal immigrants. This isn't about law. It's about perceived duplicity, is what this reporter is saying. One of the core issues is that South Korea has no country reserved work visa. By contrast, Australia, for instance, gets E3. Singapore gets H1B1. Korea has neither, so they don't even have the ability to send people over. The Partner with Korea Act, which would in theory allow specialty visas, has been repeatedly introduced in Congress, but never passed. This is seen as a must to facilitate even more Korean investments in batteries, semiconductors, and to train our people. There's also a cap on the highly competitive H-1B process, so it creates this sort of problem. Now, this person also points out, South Korea's entire media establishment across the political spectrum has united an unprecedented editorial consensus expressing profound betrayal, outrage, national humiliation, and fundamental breach of U.S. ROK alliance regarding the mass arrests of Korean workers at Hyundai's Georgia plant. The general sentiment, while Korean media occasionally unite on domestic issues, they're very severely politicized. But here, the level of scorn spanning from conservative establishments in South Korea to progressive outlets in South Korea, it's extraordinarily rare how coordinated they are, but they are all furious. Scathing language calling this a merciless arrest operation that represents nothing or something that, quote, cannot happen between allies, a breach of trust. Notes Trump personally thanked Hyundai's chairman just months ago. Chosun calls the situation bewildering and emphasizes the contradiction. Trump pressures Korean companies to invest while simultaneously arresting their workers. To make matters even worse, the headline that we then got from the New York Times reads, South Korea negotiates release of Korean workers in detained Georgian raid. So the United States government forced South Korea to then negotiate, to then concede even more if they wanted the release of these nationals. South Korea reached a deal with the United States to free hundreds of South Korean workers. The way that that's written, it honestly just sounds like we kidnapped high-skilled workers and then we held it over South Korea's head until they made some substantial concessions to us. It's absolutely insane. And a few things that I want to point out. The contradiction could not be more glaring, which makes America look like an idiot on the global stage. You can't have two impulses coexisting when one impulse is to get every South Korean out and the other impulse is to get South Korean investment in. You can't do these two things, and that's why the fallout is so immediate. South Korea immediately confirmed, hey, what the hell, man? The government called the raid a betrayal. In Korean press, they're all quite unified. I mean, this article says, many South Koreans are stunned by the U.S. raid. The Georgia operation was the latest in a series of workplace raids performed as a part of the Trump admin's mass deportation agenda. But it was Homeland Security Investigation's largest enforcement operation on a single site. Many observers note that the state of Georgia is a symbol of economic cooperation between the two countries, and now that's been eroded. Quote, the way that Trump is pressuring the Korean government and inflicting damage on its people is very rough and unilateral. Can this be easily forgotten in South Korea? And that's a very, very good question. I'm going to leave it there, but what is this administration doing? I feel like they're constantly stepping on rakes, hitting themselves in the head, and then trying to act like they meant to do that, or it's actually a part of the plan. The rake is 4D chess. So I'm going to continue to cover this on a daily basis. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like below. I'll see you on the next one. And I love all of your support. Genuinely, I read a lot of your comments. I try to respond when I can. Genuinely, I read a lot of the comments, almost every single one, and it's amazing. So I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.